Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Biden Cardin, a Democrat, is a U.S. Senator from the state of Maryland.
That's a strong message that the United States Senate is united, that we will take tough action against Russia for their attack against the United States in our elections, for their interference in the sovereignty of countries in Europe, from Ukraine to Georgia to Moldova, to what they have done in Syria in supporting war crimes.
Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker also spoke to reporters at meeting, admitting that even though the bill is quite popular, President Trump might not necessarily favor it. Corker also noted he had been in discussions with Mr. Trump and other White House officials who did not indicate a veto would happen. Both the House and Senate votes are veto-proof, as the White House has wavered on whether the president would sign the measure into law. Well, the Trump administration is seeking a reason to keep American troops in Afghanistan after 16 years of war. U.S. officials are also examining options to stabilize conflicts in the region. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is not advocating, he says, any military options, but instead is pushing for talks. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside a revered holy site and the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed final elements of a security measure installed earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter that site. This is VOA News. Iran says that it has successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space, and state television in Tehran claimed the rocket is capable of carrying a 250-kilogram satellite as far as 500 kilometers above Earth. It did not elaborate on any payload that might have been on this rocket or that it could handle. Thursday's launch did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement, which was signed by Iran and the P5+1 group of world powers. United Nations Security Council approving resolution encouraging Greek and Turkish Cypriots to sustain their commitment to reunifying the divided Mediterranean island. We get that story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Cyprus was divided into a Turkish-speaking north and a Greek-speaking south in 1974. That's when Turkey invaded the island following a coup aimed at unifying Cyprus with Greece. Reunification talks collapsed earlier this month, and the council welcomed progress made by leaders in both communities and urged them to focus their efforts on reaching agreement on outstanding issues. The resolution adopted by the council on Thursday extends the mandate of the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus until January 31, 2018. It also asks Secretary General Antonio Guterres to conduct a strategic review of the mission within 4 months. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Nationwide general strike in Venezuela continues on the streets, where 3 people in the last day or so have been killed in the ongoing showdown to protest the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Maduro has scheduled a vote for this Sunday for the assembly to restore order in Venezuela, where more than 100 people have been killed in almost daily violent clashes between protesters and security forces since April. Opposition leaders say Maduro intends to assume more authoritarian rule once an assembly is acceptable to him is chosen. Britain's Prince William is hanging up his flight suit for the last time. The heir to the British throne held his first and last overnight shift at the East Anglian Air Ambulance Service, where he had been flying medical crews and emergencies for nearly 2 years now. 35-year-old Duke of Cambridge is giving up his job to become a full-time royal. Job change also has to do with location. William and his wife, former Kate Middleton, will be spending less time at their Norfolk residence in favor of going back to London, where their 4-year-old son, Prince George, is about to start school. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.